Welcome to The House That Tenderness Built by Heather Platt. Imagine living in a house that tenderness built especially for you. Imagine that tenderness arranges the furniture just right to suit your taste, makes the rules that help protect you, and teaches you how to treat yourself in that house. Imagine that tenderness is careful about who she allows in, and you can always trust her to keep you safe in this beautiful home you share. This little book emerges from exactly such a flight of fancy. After having had times in my life when there didn't seem to be a lot of tenderness available to me, not from outside sources and not from myself, I wanted to know what it would be like to let tenderness call the shots in all parts of my life. So I started to play with the idea in my journal. It was revolutionary. A few things in recent years have led me to this book. Number one, several years ago, after my divorce was finalized, I decided that my first priority was to create a safe sanctuary where my daughters and I could heal. I spent nearly a year cleaning out anything that cluttered our space and or triggered us back to old trauma, repainting the walls, tearing out the old carpeting, and building shelves and rudimentary pieces of furniture, as much as my skills would allow, to help us make the space cozy and conducive to healing and growth. The last thing I did was put a blessing on the wall, inviting in possibility and hope. Number two, in my book, The Art of Holding Space, A Practice of Love, Liberation, and Leadership, I invited people to hold space for their own emotions by imagining that they have rooms in their hearts where each emotion can feel safe and welcome, where no emotion is considered wrong or unworthy. When I teach this concept, I also invite people to hold circle counsel with their emotions, giving each a voice. Number three. After a challenging year that included launching a new business, supporting three daughters as they did their best to launch into adulthood, walking with my daughter through complex health challenges and many surgeries, and having some old trauma surface in the middle of a period of burnout and conflict, all while a pandemic was thrusting us into a global liminal space, I committed myself to a new round of therapy and healing. With my therapist's help, I learned to reclaim and reparent the parts of myself that I had abandoned. I experimented with healthier boundaries, and I was inspired to start an intentional practice of tenderness. Together, those three things have been life-changing for me, and now I want to share the essence of them with you. I wish everyone could find or create a safe sanctuary where they can heal and grow, learn how to tend their own emotions without shame or judgment, have access to therapy to be able to heal the parts of themselves that they might have abandoned, and know what it's like to have an intentional practice of tenderness. And so I've built you a virtual house. I can't build each of you a real house, get you out of unsafe environments, offer you therapy, or teach you how to hold yourself with tenderness, but I can share my dream of what a house that tenderness built would be like. And I can share pieces of my own journey to inspire you. I can help you imagine life in that house, and hopefully that will help you find your way toward a new way of holding space for yourself. What I value most about a practice of intentional tenderness is that it is not a practice of doing. It is simply a practice of being and receiving. Unlike self-care, where you have to initiate the care, which can be really hard to do when you're burnt out, depressed, or feeling a lot of shame, this is a practice of simply opening yourself up just enough so that tenderness can find some space to be with you. There is nothing to judge yourself for, as some of us are inclined to do when we're afraid we're not doing self-care right. There is only tenderness. What's contained in this little book emerges from my own life and my own evolving practice of tenderness. What I've found most helpful in this practice is to write little snippets of poetry and dialogue, inviting tenderness into my journal so that she can teach me how to hold space for myself. I found it meaningful to imagine what it would be like if tenderness invited all of my emotions and the exiled parts of me to have a space in the house she built. I've also been intentional about inviting a response from tenderness whenever I have a particular emotion and or memory that feels troublesome or hard to hold. Those are the pieces I'm sharing here with you. When I first started writing, the words emerged as poetry, but then they morphed into dialogue and prose, and back to poetry. I considered giving the pieces more consistency and polish, but then tenderness told me to leave each piece as it evolved. If journaling helps you, I invite you to write whatever evolves in response to what inspires you here. These pieces may not all resonate because your experience and emotions will be different from mine, but I hope that they will at least open your imagination so that you can experience your own tenderness practice. Each piece is also available as an audio recording in my voice, which you are listening to now. I recorded them for two reasons: to make them more accessible for differently abled people, and so that you can use them as guided meditations if you wish. Find a comfortable chair with your favorite blanket and relax into tenderness. I hope my voice helps with that. After each piece, I've offered some suggestions for ways that you can integrate the piece into your life through journal practice, body practice, art practice, etc. Nothing I've offered is meant to become a task list. Simply see it as an offering that might help bring your own tenderness practice to life. Take what has meaning for you and leave the rest. If there are things that come up when you read through these pages that feel big and important and too much for you to handle on your own, please find someone who can support you. Tenderness does not expect you to do this all alone. It might be a therapist or a coach, or it might be a family member or friend. Just make sure it's someone who knows how to be tender with you and who won't leave you feeling judged or inadequate. Note, I have been influenced by a few books as I develop this, including In No Particular Order, Internal Family Systems by Richard C. Schwartz and Martha Sweezy, Discovering the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother Wound and Claiming Your Personal Power by Bethany Webster, The Body is Not an Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love by Sonia Renee Taylor, The Mindful Path to Self-Compassion, Freeing Yourself from Destructive Thoughts and Emotions by Christopher K. Germer, You Belong, A Call for Connection by Sabine Selassie, My Grandmother's Hands, Racialized Trauma and the Pathway to Mending Our Hearts and Bodies by Rezma Menakin. Permission to Feel, The Power of Emotional Intelligence to Achieve Well-Being and Success by Mark Brackett. And The Book of Delights by Ross Gay. A note about pronouns. Because I go by she, her pronouns, I have used she, her pronouns for my own tenderness and all of my emotions. Feel free to adjust as you read so that you can see yourself more fully.